This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Rona, bidet talk, and homeschool, plus a head nod. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let him mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp? Whoops! Crash! Oof! The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp? Whoops! Crash! Oof! The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
I see nothing.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold, straight from Cape Girardeau, where he dove into the world's largest fountain drink cup.
Oh, I wish I could have. Oh, man, oh, man.
Evidently, it does hold all that. We have that coming up in sports.
Could we fill it with water and maybe like a hot tub thing?
Maybe.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Put a ladder up there and dive right in.
Like a dunk machine.
Swimming pools, one of the few things that are actually safe right now. If properly chlorinated, they... According to my reading, that's one of the things you can do without getting the old corona.
Okay.
Let's see. There's Jessica Alsman sitting in for Christy Lee.
Hello.
Christy Lee on assignment, I think is the best way to put it. Let's see.
She does not have the...
No.
Yeah, we should make that clear.
The CV.
Right. People are going to speculate.
Or the VD.
I've heard the...
Well, I don't know about the VD.
But she's getting the big
The STD.
The big
let's go through all the things she doesn't have.
I've heard the Rona. Got the Rona.
Yikes. We'll just keep calling it coronavirus, and I know it's technically COVID-19. Cram it. Okay? I don't want to confuse anybody. I hope you're not sick. That's Pat Godwin over there.
Still here.
Man who's been around the world many times. And we have
and
some,
paid for going around the world.
We have some great music coming up from Pat today. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Happy to be here. Glad we're okay. Hope
Indeed.
You are okay, too. And remember the key here, wash your hands a lot. Social distancing, they call it.
I would say everyone in this room is, and I don't use this term lightly, a hero for being here this morning. What we're doing...
Not really. We're just...
No. Let's not...
No, the heroes.
I don't think Josh is saying anything.
The heroes
now.
Are the nurses and the medical professionals helping the sick.
Well, they're working too, but I mean, we're
please
really
look after your elderly friends, and they really need to socially distance themselves.
My favorite part about going to the grocery store is there's no soda pop or chips or
there's nothing
candy. It's all
man,
gone.
That's I mean, I legitimately
but there's plenty of fruit and vegetables.
Okay, good. No. I was going to ask that.
Got it, mine.
Yep.
What are people doing? You don't need to hoard.
Friday, I've never seen a grocery store that packed where I went.
For God's sake. I went to at least six over the weekend, three different Targets and many others. And
I have to go today.
Yeah.
There's some jerk in Tennessee who has hoarded 17,000
I saw that.
Pump bottles.
And did you see
that? He's selling it on Amazon and they caught him and kicked him off.
Yeah. He's got to give it all to charity, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Good for him. Good.
His house will still be teepeed, probably.
The toilet paper thing is very weird. And I heard them interviewing a psychologist who was saying that there really isn't a shortage and there's plenty more coming down the pipeline. But people don't know what to do, so they see other people doing it, so they do it too. I am one of them. My garage now has enough toilet paper for quite some time.
Is that right?
The funniest thing I saw, did I send you the bidet story? Because this is, didn't you bring this up?
Al Jackson brought this up.
Oh, Al Jackson, I'm sorry.
I fully endorse switching everything to bidets now, in the United States.
Have you ever used a bidet?
I haven't.
I didn't know what a bidet was.
It's like a shower in the middle of the day.
I didn't know what a bidet was, but when I was in high school, I was in France. And I remember walking into the hotel bathroom and going, why are there two toilets in here?
What a hillbilly.
I didn't. Admittedly, I don't know much.
What's going on here? Why they got two turds?
One for pay?
And, so how would you best describe it? It's like an upside-down shower that sprays into your gluteal cleft following a fecal incident.
That's how you would describe it, yeah.
How would you describe
it, Josh?
You're a man of the people.
I'd call it an ass spritzer.
That sounds like the worst drink they've ever served poolside. Well, you can have a margarita. Oh, we have the new ass spritzer.
Bartles and James ass spritzer.
I got in trouble yesterday because...
I'm guessing you got in trouble more than yesterday.
I received some medical-grade disinfectant.
I received some medical-grade disinfectant.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to be in a bad mood with him running his mouth like that.
And you have to put it into a spritzer gizmo thing.
Okay.
And I kept saying that, and Kelly goes, no one calls that a spritzer. Well, what do you call that thing?
A spray bottle.
A spray bottle?
Yeah.
I think most of the world says spray bottle.
Okay. Doesn't a spritz mean...
Yeah, like give it a spritz.
Yeah.
Spritz.
I mean, you could probably put it to a setting of spritz.
Is that more of a drink thing than a spritz?
A spritzer, sure, I think, is more of a drink.
A wine cooler.
What is a spritzer?
It involves club soda and a little wine.
Wine spritzer?
Because so, I've got this medical grade disinfectant that I got a hold of.
Is this like black market stuff? Like on the down low?
I know people. It's hospital grade. But I've got to get a thing to put it in.
Man. You know, I knew coming in you were going to be a little extra.
You
today.
Can buy empty spray bottles.
Tom is on
pretty much
this.
Anywhere.
I was at Kroger. They were out of everything. And I just said, where can I get white bread or eggs or something like that? I got Jimmy this weekend, my 9-year-old son. I got a guy. You go, it's about a 15-minute drive. He gives me the directions. Tiny little meat market. Guy had everything.
Yeah, this is, some of these smaller meat markets, they have connections because they're locally sourced. So yeah, do what you got to do. But be careful out there. Just keep washing your hands and wipe everything down. And again, I keep saying the same thing, but it's wipe down light switches and door handles and stuff. And the tougher thing is this is going to last for a long time. And for example, we're homeschooling now.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got big signs up with the name of the school.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. What's the name of the school?
Well, it's a division of the Griswold Camp.
Okay, yes.
So it's called the McCarthy Corona School. Named after, that's Kelly's last name. And then we went to one of those stores. We went to, what's the store called? Michael's that has all the...
Crafts?
Yeah, all the crafts.
Stuff,
got,
yeah.
I did.
Got letters and stuff?
We built two... Lego things over the weekend. And if you have kids, you'll probably find, if you're like me, that you get into it to the point where you're going, don't touch that.
Yeah, exactly.
You say to your 7-year-old, did you lose the pink thing? And then you see, at one point, I look over and one of my dogs is going,
oh, no.
And I realize, well,
again,
Mm-hmm. We just lost that thing.
Once again, I don't think those are dogs. I think you got goats over there.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for the dog to poop that out.
Munching on Legos.
And then we were doing some sidewalk chalk.
That's gonna hurt.
And my dog also, one of my dogs likes to eat sidewalk chalk, which a few days later means you have a very festive poop patrol.
I would think so, yeah.
Yes, but yeah, we've got all kinds of things. And then my son Sam brought over the Disney World Castle Lego thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Which should take...
Good Lord, did he have a co-signer to buy that?
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
So it's like $900.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that.
I'm not joking.
I know.
Because we're, you know, a little self-quarantined, so...
Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Well,
and,
good.
Walking around.
Well, it sounds like you're not over there. You're making the best of the situation.
We haven't, you know, we haven't killed each other yet.
Well, good.
But there's plenty of time for that.
Yet.
In fact, I'm going to be talking soon about Raycons. One friend of mine called me and he goes, God, I've got to get away to... I gotta be careful what I say here. This is true, though. A friend of mine called me and he goes, what's that code for that? I got to get those Raycon earbuds. It's, by the way, it's buyraycon.com/Tom because sometimes you just need to get away from somebody and their music.
Mm-hmm.
My little girls are into one particular artist who's very good, but I've heard every song 5,000 times.
Oh, boy.
So, we'll give you some tips on all this stuff. There is some interesting stuff going on in the world of sports. The bidet story, I'm sorry I interrupted, but this is because of the toilet paper shortage. Guess what's happening?
People are buying bidets?
Bidet sales are soaring amid coronavirus-induced toilet paper shortages. A spokesperson for Brondell, a company that sells various bidet toilet seats and attachments, said they have seen a recent increase in sales and that one of their bidet sells on Amazon every 2 minutes.
Wow.
Which I think that is a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use one. I feel like I need an instruction video on how to use one.
Al Jackson swears by them. And Chick, you're a fan?
Mm-hmm. I love them. Yeah.
The one I saw, I looked it up. The one I saw was the Barnacle Blaster 9000.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That thing.
I got one from Australia. It's called the Bidet Mate. And it's pretty good. Yeah.
Bidet Mate.
Yeah.
Bidet Mate.
Yeah.
God, if there isn't one called that, there should be.
That's wonderful. That's very good.
Have you seen the handheld one?
No.
It's the ass soaker.
Oh.
Yeah, your kid stands behind you and just fires away.
Oh,
so it's like a super soaker.
Yeah, it's a little bit graphic
it's
for
a
the kids.
Soaker.
Yeah.
I was sitting across from Tom 1 year. It was a long time ago. And I always jump in the shower after a transaction. And I laughed and laughed and laughed. That's the ideal transaction.
Oh, yeah. Full shower.
Jump in the shower.
Yes.
In my shower, there's this handle gizmo that you can flip the switch, and instead of coming from up above, it comes out the handle. Then you can get you can get access
every
to
angle, right?
You can get access to the undercarriage. That's what I like to do.
Okay.
He just walked us through a handheld shower. That's what he just did.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, so bidets apparently.
Ladies love those. The handheld shower massage.
Yes, they
sure.
do.
Oh,
if they don't have a dog, you know why they have one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can always
easily wash your dog.
Right.
Yeah.
But the way you said that.
Oh, yeah, the way you said
that. Wait a second.
A lap dog.
What did I miss?
Bidet sales are going through the roof.
Jessica was saying that if you're a dog owner, it'd be good to have one of those removable shower heads because you can wash your dog easily in the tub.
Oh,
but
I thought
if you don't have a dog.
The way she said it sounded like.
I see.
If you don't have a dog, ladies, if you.
Yes, I see. For the self pleasure for the ladies.
Right.
Yeah, please don't do that with your dog. That you may want to see. You may want to see a qualified psychiatrist.
She still doesn't even know what she said.
She has no idea what she said.
If you're not going to talk about not using the shower head on the pulse setting. Okay.
I really
They're
heard that
do
wrong.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know about that, did you? Did you know about that?
The what?
The handheld shower massage for the ladies on the pulse setting?
I put it together pretty quick.
Huh? Yeah, but did you know it before I said it?
I wasn't really aware of that. But...
Oh, it's very popular. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the one we have is just a sprayer. It doesn't have pulsing or anything else. It's just a...
I'm sure it still gets the job done.
I heard a brief thing this morning, and I don't know what's happening, but with respect to I didn't. I haven't researched the story about cannabis in the places where it's legal. There is some concern that there may be shortages.
Oh, really?
Because so many people are going to be sitting around apparently getting high. So I'll do some research and find out.
There's going to be shortages of everything here pretty soon.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on there.
It's going to be Mad Max Thunderdome.
It's like Mad Max now.
Gasoline is going to be important. And then we're going to have a cage erected where you can fight
each other.
Fresh water.
Guzzling, they call it.
Then you're going to have to, like Kevin Costner in Waterworld, pee into a plant and then recycle that pee into something you can drink. Okay. And then...
Are we going to sprout vaginas behind our ears?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, that was
come again?
Real bad choice for the gills.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, unfortunately.
The gills were rather vajayjay-like. Yeah, that's very valid. Yeah. He's not
And there's an amazing scene that's way too close up.
Yes. Yeah.
His back of his head.
I don't mind that movie, actually. I think it's okay.
I think it's a fine movie. Yeah. Smokers.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in the news, you joked about drinking your own urine, but we do have a story about that coming up in the news.
Okay.
And we also had the one on Friday that NASA has, right now they're upgrading the urine recycling systems in the International Space Station. For real, it's an actual legit story. And it said upgrading, so apparently they already have a sort of a system like that up there.
Huh.
I don't know if you heard about this, Josh, but I guess you were here, but
Jessica,
did you hear this? It says NASA is taking a page out of Bear Grylls' survival guidebook. They're upgrading the ISS so it'll be able to recycle urine into drinking water.
Oh, wow.
So they're supposedly it meets the so-called purity standards. They're doing it so for missions to Moon and the Mars, they'll need to do that, they say. So the ISS, they'll be drinking their pee.
Fascinating, all the stuff they can do now.
ISS, yeah. Well, wait till the astronauts hear about that fudge machine around the back.
Yeah, they're not going to. That's where we were going. Okay.
You don't want to know how the proverbial sausage is made.
Milk.
Made around lemonade. The corner. What else in sports?
One more sports story. Okay.
Listen
to this sports story and see if you came to the same conclusion I did. Ready? Okay. Horse racing is still on despite the virus. There were no fans in attendance at Santa Anita on Saturday.
Hmm.
Jockey Drayden Van Dyke exchanged celebratory elbow taps in the winner's circle. That's it. That's the whole story. That's it.
Because you can gamble on it.
Yeah. And you can do so from afar.
Yes.
But
off-track betting.
Off-track.
The thing is, do we have to tap elbows? Why can't we just take a break from all of that?
Yeah.
How about that cool head nod?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Nothing going on. High school head nod.
Hey. I'm doing the elbow tap.
Okay. Well,
I'm glad we don't shake hands anymore. I detest shaking hands.
It's an ancient thing from people having swords behind their back. You wanted to check.
How about the hi? How about that hi?
Oh, yeah. A nice wave.
I see Mr. Godwin actually raises a very interesting point, stunningly.
Haven't we outgrown the fact that we don't suspect the person coming toward us has a gun? Don't we kind of take it for granted that they don't have a weapon?
But it's kind of fun.
We don't have to check their hand.
Does everything have to come to a standstill? It's nice that they're racing. Are they going to continue to race horses? Or are they going to stop?
Yeah, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
Why not?
These jockeys. What about the jockeys and their families and the horse trainer? The horses. My God, the horses.
Chick.
What about the horses?
Jockeys aren't people.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're not 5 feet tall. Come on.
I'm the clubhouse turd. It's Dreykov, followed by pandemic and COVID-19. Wait a minute. No, it's coronavirus.
Crossing the finish line.
Out of my sleeves into his sneezes into his sleeve.
Meanwhile.
Bloody discharge.
Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer, who's profiled on this month's episode of HBO Real Sports, might want to check that out. He said he's organizing a Sandlot baseball game. He tweeted an invite to all major and minor league players still in Arizona to see if anyone wanted to take part in the pickup game. He said it would be mandatory for pitchers and hitters to wear microphones. He's trying to raise $1 million for Major League Baseball game day staff, who could be affected by the league's decision to delay the regular season due to the virus. Donations accepted through a GoFundMe currently at just over $22,000.
Cool. By the way, I want to say hi to Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl. How's it going, Carl?
Wave at Carl. Carl's watching in Australia.
Hey. Right on. Hey. Oh, did he like the bidet mate joke?
I don't know.
Did you like that, Carl?
Carl, email us again. Yeah, Carl said he's watching. How does this work now? He can. How does he email us, Josh?
I believe through the app, the Bob and Tom app.
Or he can just go bobandtom@bobandtom.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there.
And explain the app to young Carl in Australia.
Well, you get it at any of the app in places. The iOS Apple Store.
Is it just me, or when Tom asks you a question and you answered, and then he corrects your answer?
Yeah. Well, no, I love that. So whenever he asks me, I'm reluctant to give any
info. Of course, because it's hurtful. You feel like crap.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.